9-year-old Rita is one of 24 stars on stage. Backstage, she's too shy to answer many questions, but she will sing her favorite song.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This
One of the adult supervisors on this current tour of the United States is Barnett Twezigomwe, who joined the choir when he was a child to escape a life of poverty.
I asked myself, what would that have been? You know, was my life going to be any different? Of course, it would have been very different.
Barnett says there are many more children back in Africa being helped by the project that these 24 performers represent.
Not all of them can be able to come this way. These ones are just ambassadors to show the people that there are so many more back at home who need the help.
Help comes in the form of donations as well as revenue from sales of children's choir merchandise. Here in the American South, singing in church is generally quite spirited, and the Kids from Uganda were a big hit.
It was outstanding. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen inside of a church, and I've seen my share, too.
The children, ages 6 to 10, continued their schoolwork as they traveled. They also broadened their horizons by seeing other parts of the world and meeting people along the way. Barnett Twezigomwe says each group that goes out on tour must learn all the songs, how to perform them, and how to work together as a unit.
The children start from scratch. Everything, they start from scratch. And it takes them like 5 months to put together the program.
Barnett says the experience changes them in ways that are apparent when they return to their home villages.
When they go back to visit, they see a changed, boy, or they see a changed friend. Yeah, so it really builds them up to work hard and know that really life is not about, suffering and all being miserable.
The African Children's Choir mostly performs in churches and auditoriums when on tour, but they have also appeared on major U.S. television programs, and one of their songs was used on the soundtrack of the recent movie Blood Diamond. Greg Plakis, VOA News, Houston.